some heads of institutions Radio Ghana contacted lauded the directive of the president as it will help conserve funds for other productive ventures. Roland Moody is the acting chief director of the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations.
No hamper at all, none at all. What do you think about this directive that the president has issued?
It's a good directive in that I think we have spent a lot of money on these hampers. They are quite expensive. We send to a lot of stakeholders and then some other benefactors. Some of them have enough of this, enough bottles of whiskey, enough bottles of wine, enough biscuits and all that, and we still send them this. This money could have been used for more beneficial purposes, feeding the poor, getting jobs for the jobless, and things like that. And sometimes at the time you waste distributing these hampers. Some people said they spent a whole day distributing these hampers, time which could have been used working, and at this time there's so much traffic, so a journey that takes you 30 minutes, you use 2 hours. So you can just imagine, people, everybody going around distributing hampers.
Chief Director of the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations, Roland Moody. The head of public relations of the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Abraham Otabio, said the ministry is complying with the government's directive.
I think the directive is in good taste. The reason being that if we are to raise public funds to, as it were, buy hampers for loved ones or as an exchange of gifts for one another, and a directive from the head of state or for that matter the president has come that to halt that, I think that is in order. We are the Ministry of Works and Housing and Water Resources. We have adhered strictly with the president's directive and we are going according to that. This year, as you can see, we have not and we are not receiving hampers from our state institutions.
Head of Public Relations of the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Abraham Otabio. However, basket weavers have appealed to President Mahama to reverse the directive to ministries, departments and agencies not to use state funds to purchase hampers for individuals and institutions during the Christmas and New Year festivities. They claimed the market has been very bad due to the directive. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the weavers said if the current trend continues, they will be thrown out of business. They also complained of difficulties in repayment of loans they have taken from their banks to finance their work for the Yuletide.
They move wrong.
So why you can say they might not go?
I don't understand. As for me, I don't understand.
So last year, how many baskets did you sell a day?
The number is sometimes that we sell about 100 cheeses a day. Yeah.
So and this year, how many did you sell a day?
Today, if I open this market, I sell just only around 4 baskets a day.
The market is not good, because how far the president come out and said that there's no one should do a hamper. It's not good, because if I come and tell us in earlier, before the Christmas, but he just come out and say nobody should do a hamper immediately, because we have already done the basket already, so there's nothing we can do on it.
Yeah, how many pieces of basket do you sell a day?
How many said baskets, sell like maybe 50 or 100, but in previous years, maybe a day you can sell like 100 pieces or...
The market is no good at all, no good.
So did you also take loans from the bank?
Yes.
So how much?
I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm telling you, 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 I'